Chapter 4. Olivia passed down the aisle handing out menus, and Tom tucked his in the side of his seat, wanting to make sure he'd written his notes out clearly. Michael had talked about the 8 principles or insights that went into making I Believe, and he was beginning to get a glimpse of how it might all slot together. For the first time, he could see a path opening up before him, and each of the ideas Michael had talked about were like stepping stones leading from one to the next. He bent over his notebook, making adjustments to what he'd written, and marking comments next to things that had particularly struck him. He wasn't aware of Michael studying him as he wrote, or that Michael was making mental notes of how well Tom was absorbing what he'd said. Olivia had already arrived back to take their orders. Startled, Tom looked up, then shook his head and smiled up at her. "Sorry, I was miles away. I'll have a look now." He put his notebook down and retrieved the menu. "No problem. I'll be back in a couple of minutes," said Olivia as she walked on past them to the galley. Michael had already laid his menu on his knee, as if he'd made up his mind. Tom was still looking at the menu when Michael spoke to him. "You seemed very absorbed just then." "Yes," replied Tom. "I'm beginning to see a pattern of where you might be leading me. But don't worry, I'm prepared for a few detours on the way." Michael laughed. "I'll try and avoid the detours, but I'm glad you're finding what we're talking about useful." Each of the separate principles of I Believe is important on its own, but it's when you put them all together and rigorously apply them that you'll really see change happening. There's no self-made millionaire that I know, and I've met quite a few, that doesn't operate from these principles, though they may not all describe them in the same way. He nodded towards the menu that Tom had quickly glanced at and let fall to his lap as he listened. "If you've made your mind up, then are you ready to move on to the next principle?" Tom closed the menu and tapped the cover with his finger before he gave Michael his full attention. "I'm certainly ready, but this time I don't think I'll even attempt to guess what it might be." "Well, for anyone working in business, and particularly with how you've described your job to me, this should be straightforward," said Michael. Tom relaxed back into his seat. "Okay, you hooked me in again. What is it?" "In a sense, it's one you might think you know already, but I guess I'm going to ask you to think about it a little more deeply," said Michael. This really got Tom's interest, and he barely registered Olivia returning to collect the menus. Her voice was asking what he wanted, and he quickly mentioned the first thing he remembered. As Tom had come to expect, Michael gave her his order rather more calmly. He was impressed by Tom's eagerness to get on, and didn't want to make him wait too long. "Okay, we have a bit of time before our food arrives, so let's examine the next part of I Believe. The I stands for Install Goals. And it's almost like you need to hardwire your goals into your system so that they're running 24/7. It's about programming your subconscious so that the awareness of your goals and what you have to do to achieve them is a permanent program that'll keep prompting you to action. Trust me on this, Tom. If you don't pay real attention to your goals, nothing that you want to achieve is ever going to happen." Tom thought that sounded a bit excessive, but he was willing to hear a bit more. After all, Michael had come up with the goods so far. "I guess you're familiar with the concept of setting goals," Michael inquired. "Sometimes it feels like I have nothing else but goals," sighed Tom. "A list as long as your arm, all relating to work, and most of them unachievable, at least not in the time frame my boss sets." "Sounds like mostly externally applied goals to me. The things your boss wants you to achieve, targets you have to get, sure, they're all part of a normal business life, but that's not what I'm talking about. I want you to think outside that employee mindset and move forward to thinking like an entrepreneur." Michael thought for a minute and went on. "It's important that your goals have real meaning for you and that it's you who sets them, not someone else. To be a successful entrepreneur, you go back to that passion, that great idea, and create a clear vision of what you want to achieve. And nothing gets achieved unless you have clearly defined goals and a defined plan of action. Let me give you an example. Nowadays, space travel is taken for granted, but that very first step man took on the moon's surface was the most incredible thing any of us could imagine. And it only happened because the USA had a clear goal to get a man on the moon. Not a vague statement about space exploration or investigating other galaxies, but a clear statement of intent. The then US President, John F. Kennedy, in a speech to Congress in 1961, made it crystal clear. He said, "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal, before this decade is out, of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth." He set the intention, stated when it should be done by, and it was realized when Neil Armstrong's foot hit the surface. Now that is setting a goal and achieving it. Tom was too young to remember the landing, but he knew it had made history, and his own parents still talked about it as a landmark event in their lives. That was a major event, something to be inspired by, certainly. But when I think about goals, I usually just see them as part of my everyday working life, and frankly, just something to be got through as fast as possible. He hesitated, and Michael nodded, encouraging him to go on. I suppose my experience of goals is that they always seem like a moving target, and not something that I'm choosing. More like, get this one done and move on to the next thing. I can't think about the big picture. I'm too busy doing the next item on the list. Again, you're thinking like an employee. Those goals are not taking you anywhere you want to go because they're not your personal goals and they're not serving your bigger vision. There are some basic rules around setting goals. Tom interrupted him. Oh, yes, I know all about that. Michael shook his head gently and chose his words carefully. You may know it, but I suspect you don't know why it's so important. The way I see it, with any goals, you need three things: a why, a what, and a how. The why is the motivation, why you really want to achieve this. The what is the goal itself, and the how is the method that will get you there. Let's go back to that example of the moon landing. Tell me what you think is the why. Tom shrugged his shoulders. My father always thought that it was because the USA wanted to prove that they had the technology and needed to get there before anyone else. The first nation to get to the moon, that was really something. Nobody remembers who came second, but everyone knows it was Neil Armstrong of the USA who got there first. So I guess it was the desire to be the first. National pride, maybe. That was definitely one of the motivators. You know all about the desire to be first. You talked about how great it felt to win a tennis match. So tell me, is that a great motivator for a goal? Tom nodded his agreement, and Michael continued. The what is easy because we know it was to get a man on the moon. So now tell me about the how. A heck of a lot of money, research and trial and error, I imagine, responded Tom. And as Michael looked set to help him out, Tom went on, "But that's not what you want me to say. I do see that they had to have a great vision and then break it down into actions that led them to that final goal. The money, the research, the years of work are all about the same thing, aren't they? Being focused on that goal." "Absolutely," agreed Michael. They were willing to set a huge, unbelievable goal and dream the undreamable. Something that had only been seen in comic books became a reality. Because they stretched their horizons, they found a way to make it happen. He gestured out of the window of the plane. "Do you think we could be sitting here comfortably moving above the Earth if the Wright brothers hadn't set a goal to fly?" "I guess none of my goals have been big enough, or what I wanted enough. I go through the motions, but that big goal has always eluded me." Tom was reflective, and Michael gave him a minute before he replied, "Tom, I promise you that if you have a definite outcome you're working towards, then the mind at the subconscious level does everything it can to make it a reality. What we direct our thoughts towards, what we think about, produces our reality, because thoughts are things. Believe me, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. Now, let me ask you something. This big goal that you have in mind, are you really clear about why you want it and what exactly it is?" "No, I guess it's something about being successful, working for myself, but the details aren't really clear yet, though I feel somehow closer to that after talking with you." Michael drummed his fingers on the armrest as he thought about how to help Tom. "First, you need to make finding your business idea a clear goal. Then your subconscious will get to work on producing ideas for you. Just asking your subconscious doesn't do it. You must make it a definite goal. Otherwise, you have very little chance of achieving it." Tom was making a quick note, so Michael paused for a moment before going on. "Now, there are some simple practical steps around goals that you need to follow. Tell me, when you've tried to achieve big goals in the past, have you made them clear and written them out? Were they time-based, so that you had a real deadline in mind? Did you have a defined plan of action? And most importantly, did you review your written goals daily?" Tom had been absorbed in what Michael was saying, and slowly he shook his head. "Lots of questions, but I guess yes and no. I can see that I never followed any kind of plan, really, and although I wrote my goals down, I only looked at them occasionally." "Writing your goals down and reading them at least once a day is how you program your subconscious mind to achieve them. It's like a silent message that's transmitted, heard, and acted upon. Just having a goal but not writing it down reduces your chance of achieving it. In my book, a goal unwritten is just a wish." Michael was watching Tom to see what his reaction was to what he was telling him. "I always knew it was important to have goals, but you're saying that they're crucial to achieve any real sort of success." Tom underlined what he'd written in his notebook. "Absolutely. You need to see your finished goal in your mind, and then write down what you want in less than 10 words. Then, keep that written goal in your wallet, and look at it frequently throughout the day, so you're keeping it right at the front of your consciousness. That keeps you focused, and that is fundamental to success. Without focus, you'll just drift, waste your energy, and end up wandering aimlessly. Think of it this way. Goals are dreams with deadlines, and it's the deadline that makes it real. It's as simple as the fact that if you don't know what you want, you'll never get it. So focusing on my goals will keep me focused on that main passion, that dream, and that's how I'll get there." Tom wrote down goals and focus.
"Yes," said Michael. "Now you're looking to the future and beyond your next monthly salary payment. You and I got talking because you had a copy of Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. Well, here's a great quote from it that I learnt many years ago and have written down and carried in my wallet ever since. Read it out." He took out a thin black leather wallet and removed a folded and worn piece of paper and handed it to Tom, who unfolded it, and Michael listened as he read it aloud. "There is one quality that one must possess to win, and that is definiteness of purpose, the knowledge of what one wants, and a burning desire to possess it." Tom looked thoughtful and handed the paper back to Michael, who returned it to his wallet and carried on where he'd left off. "To make your goals really happen, Tom, you need to take that to heart, not just read it, but really live it. When it comes to achieving what you want, I've found that there are 4 clear stages. He held up his left hand and tapped his fingers in turn as he listed them. First is stage 1, your dreams, your vision, how they need to become specific goals. Those goals are stage 2,
and they lead you to stage 3 as you work out what steps you need to take to achieve that goal. Next is stage 3, where those steps lead you to devise specific tasks to achieve them. Finally, you're at stage 4, where you're turning those tasks into action items. Together, they all create a plan for you to achieve that dream, that goal. Let me give you a real example from your own experience of getting to the airport to catch this flight. Your mind was working towards a definite major outcome. You were absolutely clear that you needed to be here on time, and your mind would not give up on the goal that you should and would make the plane. When you were waiting at that gate, I bet you had only one purpose in mind, and that was to make the flight. Am I right? Tom nodded his agreement, and Michael went on. It is that singleness of purpose, that single-minded approach, that's needed as an entrepreneur. Once you set the goal of making this flight, then all the actions in between are steps to get you to that definite outcome of being on this plane. Tom could follow Michael's train of thought, but wasn't sure that his own goals were going to be that easy to break down. He sighed and tapped the point of his pen against the open page of his notebook. It's just that my goals seem unattainable right now, and I'm not sure how I deal with that. Surprisingly, Michael was enthusiastic about this potentially negative statement. Unattainable goals are great. They force you to think differently. Do you think that those scientists who worked on the space project in the early days thought that it was possible to put a man on the moon? No, they didn't. But they went ahead anyway and discovered new ways to achieve space travel. They had to be creative and inventive and discard what they already knew for what they now needed to know. And they were the people who had to find that solution. It's truly amazing what the human mind can achieve with total focus and concentration. Of course, it took years, but they saw that goal through to the end, and although the action they had to take was massive, it started with them deciding to go for that goal and moving forward one step at a time. What they had to do was start with the end in mind, the man on the moon, and work back to the beginning to see how to achieve it. It's the same for all of us. Once you know what the desired goal is, you see it clearly, and then work back to a place where you can start to take action. That's a lot of focus and concentration, Tom observed. Yes, it is, but it can also be great fun. I bet those people at NASA really enjoyed the journey on the way, the experience of being at the cutting edge of so many new ideas and technologies. All the things they discovered that may not have contributed directly to that first space landing, but which had applications to industry and people's lives in ways they couldn't have imagined. It's not just about the goal, it's about enjoying the highs and lows on the way there. It's about being passionate about life, not just being a spectator. I never thought of goals like that. For me, they were just another part of the daily grind. Now you make them sound more like an epic hero's journey. I guess in a way there are similarities. The sound of a trolley alerted him to look towards the galley, where he could see Olivia coming through the doorway with a couple of trays in her hands. Well, our hero's journey is going to have to wait a while, as it looks like lunch is on the way. I'm going to write a few quick notes before I eat, while it's still fresh in my mind. Tom ducked his head down and began to write, as Olivia passed a tray to Michael. Tom's notes. I. Install goals. You must have clearly defined, written goals that you're constantly working towards. You must review your goals daily and make sure you still have the passion, belief, and motivation to achieve them. You need to break larger goals down into smaller steps and create a plan of action to achieve them. Goals should be a stretch and almost unachievable. Think big, think of landing a man on the moon. Written goals program your subconscious mind like no other tool. This is vital. A goal is a dream with a deadline.